subject, why do I feel guilty? Good morning, morning show. I just called it quits on my 5-year marriage. I have 2 beautiful kids from it, but it has worn me thin. I will try to make this short. I first found out my husband was cheating on me when I was pregnant with my 2nd child by searching through his what? Phone. He had several pictures of naked women that had been speaking with, and it broke my heart. I was really ready to leave, but was talked into staying by our families. But after every time I turn around, he is chatting with some female, calling her sexy and other inappropriate words. So I decided to try to get even. Little did I know that it would make things worse. 2 years ago, my sister-in-law advised me that in our first year of marriage, he got a female pregnant. Since then, we went to marriage counseling and we had a truth moment, and he said that he did not have another baby. We were doing well, but it only lasted about 6 months. It ended once I received a private call from a girl saying she had had a son by my husband, and she just wanted me to know. She said that my husband calls a child on a regular basis and sends child support. As she was talking, I put her on speaker so he could hear it, and he had the look of shame all over his face. Once I got off the phone, he denied even knowing the girl, and she would not send me any pictures to confirm her story. But after that, I started to do my research. I looked through phone records and online posts. I found several other females my husband chatted with on a regular basis. I finally realized if he could lie to me about the women he was talking to, he would pretty much lie about anything. So I told him, before I start hating you, I will remove myself from this relationship because we have kids together. But why do I feel so guilty about my decision? Please help. Okay, I don't know why you feel so guilty about your decision. What you should be feeling is relief, okay? That's what you should be feeling. Why? Because you have removed yourself from the situation. Simple as that. I don't know if that means divorce in your situation or what, because you didn't say that specifically. But this is a very hurtful, very painful. He's been cheating. He's been lying. This situation is crazy. I mean, we're talking about a man who, in your first year of marriage, got another woman pregnant. Come on,
crazy, man.
Who does this? And I really have to tell you this. I'm going to get personal for a moment here. You're really a better woman than I am. Because if you read my book, The Strawberry Letter, you know the same thing happened to me, but I found out via facts on my job. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I remember
facts.
Reading
via
that, facts.
Remember
not the
that?
Facts.
Yes. On my job. So I immediately filed for divorce. I didn't feel any guilt. I felt relief. I felt happy, actually. I mean, it's a sad situation. But, I mean, to get that mess out of your life, come on now. You have a great life ahead of you. You and your kids will be fine. Leave that crazy man alone.
Nothing. Absolutely.
It's not a fact.
It's in the book. Read my book.
Yeah,
read my book.
A woman facts her, the other woman.
Wow.
Said the same thing.
Wow.
Anyway, come on, Uncle Charlie.
What you got, Uncle Charlie?
Well, you know, here's the deal. You know, when you get married, that seals the deal. Playing and the cheating part should be out. You know what I'm saying?
Should
the night
be.
Before you got married, should have went and did all 19 or 20 of them women did what you had to do.
The bachelor party?
Yeah, what do what you had to do, because you getting ready to say I do the next day.
Right.
Get all that out.
Get
you know what I'm saying?
System.
You know, run out of the raincoats, do whatever you had to do,
okay.
and just do that, you know. But getting a woman, why the woman is pregnant, you that's not, you know. Mm-mm. You know, I can only just say one thing, you know, he's just a hoe. And
here we go.
You know, and you know, and she just decided to get
Uncle
even.
Charlie.
No, she don't need to get even, she need to get out.
Yeah.
You don't have to feel guilty about anything.
That's
you
what
know.
Shirley was saying. Yeah.
I don't need to get child support. You're pretty good if you're taking care of the kids, but you just a hoe. You're not taking care of your wife. You take care of your wife and your children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and leave the outside world alone.
That's right.
Leave the outside world alone. And you know, definitely, you can't trust this guy. Move on with your life.
Mm-hmm.
You and your children, probably beautiful children, go on. You're going to find somebody who's going to probably take care of you and your children better than that.
Yeah.
So to sum it all up,
that.
He's a big old hoe.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.